Welcome to the Grace is Brave, Be Brave podcast. Hello and welcome to the show. And boy, do I have a doozy for you, as you probably can tell, right? From the very start, with the name of this podcast, Fuck the System. And by the way, let me just put this out here, okay? Listen, if you're coming on here and you're all worried about me saying the word fuck, let me just tell you something right now. You are probably going to hate this podcast. Not because I'm going to be using that word a lot, but because I think I'm going to be calling out your attitude. I'm going to be calling out your attitude about the use of this word, and you're going to see why at the very end of the podcast. But today I want to get started by telling you a true story from my past. And this is a true story. It is not exaggerated. It's not edited. It's the way it happened. It's real. And it's from my middle school years. When I was in middle school, I played in the middle school band. And I played trumpet. And I was actually, pretty good at it. I think at this time when all this happened, I was maybe first or second chair as a trumpet player. And what happened was, is I was playing trumpet in the band. And then this new kid came into town. His name's Steve. Steve moved in and he also plays trumpet. And we sat together. We became really good friends and buddies. I mean, wow, that was pretty cool. I mean, Steve and I were joined at the hip, man. We loved each other. We liked each other. We, you know, had a lot of things in common. And so we were best friends. And what happened, what started to happen is every time we would line up, you know, at the door of the band room, getting ready to hear the bell go off so we could go to our next class, When Steve got up there, his pants were always cockeyed. His zipper to his jeans were all the way like turned sideways towards his legs somehow. And these two little flute player girls just thought that that was so hilarious. And every time we lined up, those biatches had a way of making fun of him and making a big deal out of him and calling attention to the way his pants were. And they would do it over and over and over and over again. And so what did Chris Kratzer decide to do? You won't be surprised that I actually took pen to paper and wrote them a note communicating my severe displeasure. And let me just tell you something. In middle school, I was a foul-mouthed pig. And this note had every phrase you could think of, like, your mom is like butter, she spreads for bread, right? Your mom is like a doorknob, everyone gets a turn. And man, listen, I layered on that stuff. It had every kind of phrase, every kind of bad word you could think about it, because I was pissed and nobody's going to make fun of my friend. Well, these two little cute little girls, little flute players, decided that the best thing that they could do is they took that letter, folded it up after reading it, and later on the day, they took it up to the principal's office. And so it's just after lunch, and somebody from the office comes down and says, I need to see Mr. Kratzer. And so they escort me up to the office, and the principal opens up the note that I had written to these two girls, and she simply asked, did you write this? And I said, yes. Well, then my mom was called into the office, drove from home, called into the office. And when my mom came into the principal's office, the principal showed her the note. She began to read it. She was upset. She starts crying. I feel incredibly embarrassed. And so finally, the principal dishes out the sentence and says, you're suspended for 3 days. So I'm driving home with my mom, who's very upset by this all. How could you do this? And she says, when you get home, you're going to need to call your father. And of course, At that time, we didn't have cell phones. So we get home and I call up my dad and I give him the rundown as to what's happened. And he said simply, he says, well, we're going to talk about this when I get home. So a few hours later, my dad arrives home, pulls in his station wagon into the driveway, and I'm looking out thinking that this is probably not going to go well. He comes into the house, starts to kind of try to wind down a little bit. I'm sitting in the kitchen. He comes into the kitchen. He reads the note. And I'll never forget what he said. He reads through the whole note in its entirety, not missing a word. And he looks over to me and says, Chris, the next time, don't put it in writing. Oh, what a badass. Oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, wow, this guy gets it. Man, he knows what it's like. And I'm like thinking, wow, this is incredible. This is my Emancipation Day. The guillotine did not slice my head off. But as he was walking away out of the kitchen, that was going to be it. There was not going to be any additional punishment sentenced into my life. As he was walking away out of the kitchen, just as he was getting through the doorway towards their bedroom, through the dining room, he turns back and looks at me and says, hey, Chris, tell me something. Where did you learn this kind of language and phrases? And I said, from when you and mom fight. And let me tell you something. The neck veins popped out underneath his head. And he was furious. See, folks, I tell you that story because they speak to the systems in my life at that time. You say, what is a system? Well, a system, for the purposes of this podcast at least, a system is a consistent set of unhealthy expectations held by a person or others that causes or enables the oppression of others. Let me say that again. A system is a consistent set of unhealthy expectations held by a person, an individual, or a group of people, or rules that causes or enables the oppression of others. And see, in that story, the first expectation, the first system I bump into is the expectation that you don't say anything. When someone's making fun of your friend, the best thing to do is to turn a deaf ear. You don't want to have more trouble. You don't want to add fire to fire. And the only thing, if you're going to do anything about it, is that you need to get the teacher involved. You need to have a mediator because you can't handle it yourself. You don't speak to these kind of situations yourself. You get a teacher involved. And all of us know, having been through school, that getting a teacher involved sometimes turns out well, and sometimes, a lot of times, it turns out not well, because a lot of times they don't do a damn thing. And there's a system in place early on in life that says, you know what? You don't directly deal with stuff. You don't stand up for injustice. You don't speak that against those things. You kind of have to turn a little bit of a blind eye. You don't want to get involved. And if you're going to get involved, make sure it's somebody. Get an adult to come in. And I'm not saying there isn't any value to that, but I'm saying there's a system in place that has the expectation that, you know what? Listen, it's best for you to just be quiet about it. And then the second system that was in place for me in the midst of that story was the expectation that you don't speak truth to power, because if you do, you're just going to get in more trouble. When my dad turned and asked, where did you learn this stuff from? I could have lied. I could have said something to keep the peace. I could have said something to ensure that I was not going to get any trouble and rock the boat. But I didn't. And I said exactly what the truth was. And I spoke it, the truth, to power, to parents, to people who are in control, to people who make the decisions, to people who, in an essence, have your life in their hands. And I said, you know what? They're going to hear exactly the truth and the whole truth. And Dad, you know where I learned it? I learned it from when you and Mom bicker and fight and throw plates at each other and curse each other out and say all kinds of mean things that scare the shit out of me. That's where I heard it from. Any more questions, Dad? Hey, you know what? You're not going to fuck with my friend anymore, Steve, because I like Steve. He's my buddy. And you're going to hear exactly how I feel about it. And you're not going to hear it from the band director. You're not going to hear it from some adult in the room. You're going to fucking hear it from me, because I'm not going to put up with this shit anymore. And I'm going to speak to it, and it's not going to happen anymore. You like that, little bitches? See, the reason why I use the word fuck is because some of you out there in this podcast world listening to my voice, you need to wake up a bit. You're so damn concerned about a little word being used, and you're unconcerned. You have pacifism and apathy and cowardice towards the things that are real, that really are screwing up the world. See, because one of the greatest evils of these systems that are all around us is we become numb to them, sometimes not even realizing that they exist. We become compliant. We become complacent to them. We conform to these systems. And it happens because a lot of times what systems will do, systems of oppression, will pacify us with good things, with morsels of good things, in order to keep us from having the vantage point to having the desire to realize what is best and what is truthful and what is just. They'll give us a little bit of good stuff. They'll give us the idea that you're living, you're okay, it's good, you're doing the best that you can, when reality is that no, there's a lot more justice, there's a lot more promise, there's a lot more that you deserve, there's a lot more that you have rights to. But we're not going to tell you about that. We're just going to throw you a little bit here and there, and we're going to keep you oppressed. We're going to keep you from fighting. We're going to keep you from speaking out. We're going to keep you from making ways and changing the system. And they throw you out. They keep you unwilling to fuck the system by giving you morsels of things that are good. Things like a paycheck, things like the removal of fear, things like peace in the family, things like approval, things like a job, things like a promotion, things like comfort, things like not getting in more trouble, things like not getting suspended. And they throw that out there and say, hey, you know what? Let's say, if you make waves, man, you may lose that job, man. If you say what really needs to be said, that paycheck of yours, if you make the changes in your life that really need to be made, man, you're not going to, you might have some relationships that go sour. It's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be hard in your life for a while. So, man, don't buck the system. It's only going to get worse for you, not better. That's the lie. See, Linus, the character in Charlie Brown, he knows his blanket stinks. At least at first he did. He knew, God, this thing smells like crap. And then later on, he probably didn't smell it anymore. He became numb to it. But he keeps it. Why? Because it's a system that has convinced him that this is going to be as comfortable as it's going to get. This is as good as it's going to get. And if you throw off that blanket, if you stumble it and bash it and stomp on it and throw it away, you're not going to be comfortable anymore. And you're going to be afraid, and you're going to be lonely, and you're going to be insecure. And I realize that you can't fight every system. on the block. You got to choose your battles. But right now, I promise you, there is a system in your life that you may not even recognize right now, to which you are conforming, and it's not making you a better person. It's making it worse. It's not helping you. It's harming you. It's not lifting you up. It's oppressing you. And it's high time you drew up the bravery to say, fuck it, to this system, to say, here I stand, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm getting out. I am walking away. I'm setting my boundaries. I'm speaking my truth. I'm fighting injustice, and you're going to have to deal with me. You see, some of you piss me off because all you care about is a damn word in a podcast. Oh, I'm so offended. How could you use that word? Fuck, it's so dirty. No. Let me tell you something. You want to know what's dirty? Here's what's dirty. Your damn complacency. While all kinds of people are dying on the vine in your life, where there's racial injustice, where there's people being killed, where there's a condemnation of the LGBT community, where, listen, we live in a world where a mom or a dad are working two or three damn jobs at minimum wage, which is jack shit, in order to survive, while the companies that they're working for and the CEOs that they are working for are making billions and billions of dollars and not even paying taxes. And you're worried about my word, fuck? Well, fuck you. That's how I feel. Right now, there are people. The transgender community has to come up with a damn day to be known. That's what society, that's the kind of society that we live in, that we have so discarded, that we have so demonized, and a whole community, a whole demographic of people, that they have to come up with a damn day just to be known, just to be able to have the courage and bravery to put themselves out there and to say, hey, we're fucking human, just like you. Are you kidding me? And you're worried. No, you know what? The reason why we have these oppressive systems in our world is because people like you who are concerned about all the wrong things and unconcerned and apathetic and not willing to have the bravery to deal with the things that are real. We live in the wealthiest damn nation in the world, and yet we do not have universal health care. Instead, we have racial inequality. And here we are. And some of us, you know what? The reason why we have it is because either we're numb to it, or we just say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to take the good that I have right now. I'm going to be a selfish prick, and I'm going to take the good that I have and screw everybody else. And yep, you can't fight every battle. But some of you are not even fighting. And I'm not talking about being violent. Let me just get that out there. Do yourself a favor. You're going to lose. You're not going to gain any traction with me by complaining about these kind of things. I'm not advocating you be violent. I'm not advocating you do anything illegal. I'm not advocating any of that kind of stuff. I am advocating you for fucking wake up. No, we don't beat oppression with more oppression. But you don't beat oppression by conforming to it either. And some of us would do well. The whole world would do well. There are people in poverty, suffering, condemned, discriminated against, who are just wondering, who are just begging, many of us, when are you going to be willing to say, fuck the system? We aren't going to tolerate anymore. Somewhere right now, there's a pastor who has been so shamed and discouraged and abused and taken advantage of by the religious system, the church system that they're in. And they're wondering, they're depressed, they feel trapped. And they're wondering, they're counting the cost. What is it going to be for me to fuck the system and say, I'm going to get out of here. I don't care if I lose my job. I don't care if I lose my paycheck. I'll find my way, but I'm not going to be a part of this anymore. Right now, there's a person in a marriage, and that marriage is beyond repair. That marriage is not a place for them to be. It's abusive. It's unhealthy. It's harming them. It's dangerous. And when are you going to say, fuck this system? I am not going to be a part of this. I am not going to be a cog in this wheelhouse anymore. There's a person who's working a job, who's working for a boss, who condemns and shames and abuses and neglects. But you've been told, hey, this is as good as it's going to get. At least I have a job. At least I have a paycheck. At least I'm comfortable. I know who I'm working for. See, that's the system, isn't it? That's the system at work. Alluring you to compliance, to conformity, and to acquiescence. And some of us here need to drum up the bravery to say, fuck the system. I am not going to live this way. I'm not going to get older and look back at how my life could have been if I had been courageous enough to turn and look at the system in front of me and say, fuck you. Fuck you. Because grace is brave and I am going to be brave. Well, folks, that's all I've got for you today. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Listen, subscribe, share this podcast with other people. I sure would appreciate it. Would even love more if you can contribute to this podcast. That would be a beautiful thing to do. But share it, tell people about it, download it, write a review, give it 5 stars, all that good stuff. And until the next time, grace is brave. Be brave.